ओम शांति। जनवरी मंथ मींस डाइविंग डीप इन डिफरेंट ओशंस। ओशन इज द सेम बट जस्ट लाइक ऑन दिस प्लेनेट सेम ओशन विद डिफरेंट नेम्स and also little bit different environment, different kind of experience in the same way. Baba is the ocean and each one has very different experience of diving deep in. Some like to swim, some like to have sports, some like to do only fishing, some like to go for the fresh air. They are happy with that. In the same way, sometimes in Brahmin life also, Baba offers so many different things. Baba is open for every kind of experience that we souls want to have. But this question is our capacity to take it. It is just like the sun shines equally. Though it is going through different stages, but it is the same for everyone. But some can take the sun for a longer time. For some it is burning sun. Or for some it is receiving health, getting vitamin D. Different things. For Baba is also the same. Baba is praised with three different main titles. Baba, the son of knowledge, light, power. God is light and also might. Second praise is of Baba is the ocean. Ocean means you can touch it. You can go deep in it. You can experience again according to your capacity. But the ocean is same, offering everyone the same coolness, fresh air, health. Some are happy just to walk on seashore, boat around here and there. And the third praise is the seed of the human world tree or the seed of the creation, the father of all souls, the teacher of all, and the Satguru. Along with that, there are many other different praise of God. God does not have a physical body and physical form, so no confusion. The names are attributive name. Otherwise we'd say one person, if he has 5 different names or 10 different names, okay, can be. But the features will be the same. Features will not change. One person can have 4 names, 4 titles, whether he's a doctor or engineer or a professor. Some call him is it their position, title, and some will remember them with relationship, and some will remember them as colleague working together. So why I'm using this analogy, that for us souls as well, some say, I don't experience Baba's love. Some say, I like Murli very much, but sometimes I don't understand. New people think, yes, it's nice, but it's very strong. Different. It is the same Baba. And what is the meaning of Baba? Baba means not Baba only. My world is Baba. Whole world is merged in Baba. All relationships are with Baba. So experiencing different relationships with Baba. As Brahmin, we are able to recognize more practically, experiencing in this Brahmin life. This is our new birth. That's why we are called Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari. We are children of Shiv Baba, but we are Kumar and Kumari of Brahma. Means daughters and sons, we are of Brahma. And eternal souls, points of light, eternal being, we are children of Shiv Baba. So both are called fathers. But in reality, in order to claim the inheritance, Brahma Baba says, from me you don't claim any inheritance. In Sakar Murli, Baba says, no, inheritance comes from Shiv Baba. You don't get any inheritance, unlimited inheritance from me. But without Brahma, we cannot get inheritance. Without realization of the relationship with Brahma, we are not actually able to get any inheritance from Shiv Baba either. Why? Baba says golden age, paradise, heavenly happiness is your birthright. When birthright means I am born, that's why I will get birthright. So who gives me birth as a Brahmin? Who is my mother? Brahma is my mother. This is a unique relationship. Brahma is my mother. Very interesting. He is my male mother. He is a male body. But my mother. Physical mother gave me birth, keeping me in her womb. Shiv Baba gave birth to me through Mother Brahma, keeping me long time in her heart, in his mind. Brahma Baba. Brahma means big mother, senior mother. Born through the lotus lips of Brahma. And if I don't recognize Brahma as my mother, and I am not born as Brahmin, how can I claim the inheritance? If I am not born, so golden aged kingdom is my birthright. Yes, we use this term, it is your birthright. So if I have not born through the mother, I cannot claim that inheritance. Only you become, Baba says, the moment the child is born, is entitled to get his birthright. An heir is born. Our birth is also unique. Divine birth. It is not the physical birth. It is a spiritual birth. This is why Brahma, the mother, sustains us every day. It is just like, sometime it was a system, father earns, brings money through his business or his, whatever his job is, and mother sustains the children by sustaining them, giving them sustenance in the form of food, caring to them, also paying attention of their health and happiness. So Shiv Baba's power of this true love, knowledge coming from Shiv Baba. And Brahma Baba is preparing. He actually experiences himself, and his experience we hear in Murli every day. Mother and father both sustain us together. Knowledge comes from Shiv Baba. Sustenance and Brahma Baba's experience, these two sustain us. The knowledge that Shiv Baba gives, Brahma Baba has experimented that in his life. Shiv Baba gives us realization that there is no one in the world to your enemy. You don't have an enemy, but you are warriors, victorious. You are double non-violent. There is no violence in this army because it is not killing someone. It is not fighting with anyone. It's a neither verbal violence nor physical violence, nor based on anger or greed violence. This Maya, which is our enemy, or you can call it very clearly direct, vices are our enemy. And they come through me to fight with me. I myself as a soul become my own enemy and my friend. When I am body conscious, I join the party of Ravana, Maya, Ravana. And when I am soul conscious, I jump back in the category of Brahmins. When I was Shudra, means degraded intellect, lost in the cobweb, in the mud, in this old world, in jungle, without knowing anything, though there was deep desire to find God, But I didn't even know who God is. And sometimes I didn't even know what I'm looking for. So when my father and mother give me this realization through very loving relationships with him, we are able to recognize the value of Baba's love. Baba's love is not physical love or emotional love, neither selfish love or partial love or limited love. Baba's love is unlimited, impartial, selfless, benevolent. So today, very sweet. Other eat something, they say, it's very, very bitter. This thing is very sour. You don't taste it. You believe that, yes, this person has tasted it. It is sour, it is sweet, it is salty. But that is not called experience. Experience means that I have applied, I have used that, tasted it, then I will say experience. I taste with my own taste bud, then I am 100% sure that what I have tasted, it is real. It is just like, if you want to see your face, what do you need? A mirror. If a mirror is given to a blind person, can he see his face? Very clean mirror is given to a blind person. Please see your face. Would he be able to see it? No. So, what is needed then for, in order to see your face, your own face, what is needed? Eyes. But light in eyes. Blind person also has eyes, but light is missing. But what another important factor is, you cannot see your face with somebody else's eyes. My eyes are the organ of myself. With my own eyes, which is one wonderful windows, my eyes, I can see my face in the mirror only with my own eyes, and eyes are not separate from the face. Eyes are the part of face. So up to now, before becoming Brahmins, we were trying to see our face with somebody else's eyes. Reading scriptures, following religions, studying philosophy, trying to attend many conferences. What they said, we began to follow them. But in fact, it was not our first-hand experience. Others had said, and certainly for them, it was true. That's why, because God is merciful. He is the bestower of blessings. He is the ocean of love. As a bodiless being, he can give all experiences, of all relationships. Physical relationships limits us. A mother cannot give the experience of father, though she can work. She can work hard. She can sustain it. But still, single parent child is single parent child. Certain things a sister cannot do, what father will do. A brother cannot give what mother can give. On the physical world, it's always limitation. Because the body limits us and makes us dependent on matter itself. Shiv Baba is beyond body. But so many names, not on the body, but these are the attributes to God. His specialities, that function he does, the work he does, we give him names, means we sing his praise. And devotee called with that love by singing praise of God's different specialities. Lord of nectar, purifier, liberator, guide, Mukteshwar, many, many different names. In some religion 199 name, in other religion 108 name. Just like Baba gives us different titles of our qualities, he wants us to have. But God receives the names, not he wants to have the quality, but he gives the experience of his powers and qualities to the souls. And that's why his praise is sung. So tonight we are speaking about different relationships with God. Our parents, physical parents, have limitations, discrimination, limited capacity. But God is ever good, ever divine. And being bodiless, he gives the unlimited experience. But main experiences are these three, through three relationships, which Baba spoke today in the Murli. The father, who gives me the unlimited inheritance, brings paradise on his palm, offers me that this kingdom is for you. I don't rule this kingdom. I don't give you my used thing. Other parents give you the second-hand things. You know, they enjoy themselves. They have used everything and then they say, this is your inheritance. Baba gives brand new paradise. Can you see the love he has for us? He creates heaven. He builds this world, new world of happiness. But he is happy that we enjoy it and we live there. He does not come to enjoy. And so we have brand new paradise gift. But it is birthright that actual this love enables to receive only when I am twice born. Means I am physically born through my parents and spiritually born, reborn with Mother Brahma and Shiv Baba. And this birth is unique birth. What is the secret in it? That we learn to die happily from the old world. It's dying with great joy to experience new life in the same body. Not that I physical leave physical body and then I will experience. No. It is not a physical birth or death. It is a spiritual birth, divine birth. And interesting is that I see where was I born, when was I born. My physical birth, my parents can, they do tell me or have told me where you are born, which city you were born, which hospital you were born. And I have so much faith. They show me my baby picture, my photograph, and I believe this was me. Oh, this hospital, very famous. I was born here. We speak with intoxication and faith. Now, check. Because I believe them, and I have faith they are true, and I tell others as well, I was born here. So do I have the same intoxication? When Shiva was telling me that I have come to give you kingdom, paradise, or my mother Brahma tells me that your father is Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is the father. And the inheritance comes through him. I am only an instrument to sustain you. And this sustenance is so powerful that automatically brings end, which is death of the old world that lives in us. Old nature, old sanskaras, old behavior, which were actually making us poor, weak, unhealthy, not comfortable at all, depressed. The whole world, those who do not know, do not have this intoxication. They begin to doubt even in their life. Still they are good, but they begin to doubt, do not know what will happen tomorrow. No security. And here, when I soul have faith, as my mother tells me, my father tell me, that you are not this body. This is your costume. How long I have taken this to really accept. I accept this, but I don't believe it. I believe it, but I don't behave in that consciousness. So I cannot actually get, I cannot absorb that love. Because my faith is not that I constantly keep that intoxication. My mother told me that you were a baby, the photo is this. And I really believe and keep the photograph. And my father and mother are telling me that your first birth on this planet, in last cycle, you were princes of the golden age. You were prince of divine life, elevated life, ever healthy, ever wealthy, ever happy, elevated soul. Do we have that intoxication? Do I believe it? If I don't believe, I cannot have. And believing is only when I begin to live on that information. Then that quality, that intoxication lives in me. Not that I live in intoxication, but intoxication lives in me. I am child of God. God is my father and he is my teacher also. And this teacher is so kind, my friend. He is very friendly to teach me. He has so much patience. So when you begin to understand that how Baba has so long faith, trust in us that you are the co-creator with me. I cannot establish the new world myself alone. You are my helpers. Do I really feel proud of that? I am helper of God. Or I am still saying, oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. So these are the subtle, deep, grinding insight. Every relationship, importance of every relationship, importance of experience that we have done when we have intoxication, faith. Then that quality lives in us. And we carry with us in the golden age. Body we leave behind here. But soul, samskaras are in the soul, not in the body. Experience is in the soul. Body does not experience. And this is why, as much percentage I have the relationship with Baba, mother, father, friend, teacher, guru, boatman, my guide, whatever relationship in this world, my boss of establishing the task, I got the job in the company of creation company, new company, the company that creates the paradise. So I have a job in that. Very powerful job in God's company working, no? When I believe and really I have this consciousness, then God becomes my friend, listens to me, what my capacity is and what my specialities are and also what my weaknesses are there. So in different ways he teaches or explains or make me understand. Then I don't have to actually what is called lazy in experience all relationship. Why we are not exploring that? We are not experimenting, tasting it. He is offering us. What is relationship? What is relationship? Relationship means exchange of goodness with each other. Otherwise, there can be a relationship. Son cannot be happy with the child and child cannot be happy with the mother and father. In the same building we are living. I say, yeah, my sister lives on the second floor in the same house. This is her parents' property. But I don't have a good relationship with her. So she is my sister, but I don't have a good relationship with her. My cousin lives in America. I have a very good relationship with her. What it means? That it is not the question of near or far. It's a question of quality connected with quality. Like likes like. Godly qualities I like. And God likes the qualities of the soul, because same qualities are God's qualities. God is knowledgeful, peaceful, loveful, powerful, blissful, merciful, full in everything. And as is the Father, parents, children will be of the same personality, quality, will have the power to use that quality. A fish cannot say, "Sorry, I cannot swim." Right? A bird cannot say, "Oh, I cannot fly." A child of an elephant is elephant, cannot be a monkey. A child of a monkey cannot be a horse. They would have the same qualities as the parents, as the Creator has. That's why they say God created the man in his own image. We have been hearing this or reading this. What is image of God? It's not a physical body, but the embodiment of all powers. And these powers are eternal powers, innate qualities in the soul as well. But if I am not soul conscious, I cannot experience this. I have a matchstick, but I don't strike and I don't get the light. I need to just, with the matchstick I have to strike some fire as both sides and fire emerges. So Baba has the powers and we have those qualities, values in our life. He's making us valuable. Just simple way of thinking and appreciating the goodness, your heart opens. My heart is happy. There is contentment. There is self-respect. Intoxication. If you are child of a president or prime minister, or you are a prince, other people don't have to give you intoxication. You have your own intoxication because you believe that. So do I really believe as a soul? I keep this consciousness throughout the day. So soul conscious does not mean that I see a dot here. And Baba says, you see a soul and look at others and you see them as soul. And whole day I can try, look at a dot, this soul. But I don't see any dot on the... It's not visible. It is the quality that you see. Meditation does not mean that you see light, but you see the experience, the light of love, the light of peace, the light of power, the light of happiness. It is not that I have to wait to see with these eyes. Soul is not visible with these eyes. And if I try it hard to see with this visible eyes, I get tired, headache, because I don't see it. And then I am hopeless in my own self. But in fact, certain things are seen with the eye of the mind, with the light of knowledge, with intellect and experience. For example, you go in a shop to buy something and you see that any object you liked it, you think that I should buy. You say to the salesman, "Please, can you show me this object?" You have seen it already. And you tell him, "Please, can you show me?" How do you see them? How do you see? You hold that thing in your hand. Your intellect understands what quality it is, which make it is, which company it is created, which size it is. That you say, yes, I have seen it. It's good quality. We have not seen with these eyes. With these eyes you had seen already things sitting on the shelf. But when you took in your hands, then the self, not from the shelf, it came in your hand to see yourself. In the same way, we put in front of us the qualities. What we are seeing each other is look as a soul and think of the qualities of that soul. And they have that qualities. But where is my focus then? Not on the quality, but on the defect. Not on the speciality, but something is missing which I expected and I did not experience. That's why this barrier of body consciousness blocks us to have relationship with each other. And in this way, body conscious lack of confidence and faith that godly qualities are my birthright, it's my natural qualities, then we are able to experience godly qualities and my qualities having meeting with each other. Or I am receiving those powers from Baba in soul consciousness. Soul conscious means soul is awakened. Is you awakened or conscious means that you are expressing those qualities, sharing with others. When you are conscious, you recognize your friends, your mother, you recognize the things that you are using it. You are able to then speak with others who know them. Because a person is conscious. Yes, he is about to die, but still conscious, recognized me. So in the same way, conscious means that my qualities are active. My qualities are interactive. Yoga means I am sharing the joy of belonging to Baba and faith that godly qualities may birthright. Godly powers are my birthright at the present time. And other values, cooperation, acceptance, forgiveness, peace, the other virtues are at this time helping me to handle my own negativity as well as the negativity which I experience from others. So this time we have inheritance from Brahma Baba, from our own inherent qualities, personalities, from our eternal parents and powers. Relationship. This relationship with the teacher gives you wisdom, clarity. Relationship with Baba gives me inheritance. Relationship means yoga power with Satguru liberates me from suffering, from bondage, from impurity, makes me shine. Quality you are experiencing, that is called relationship. So am I really then enjoying this quality in me? Am I using this quality in me? The powers we experience at this time are for the Brahmins, which are the powers of the Brahmins, we don't have in the golden age. They don't go with us. Power to face, power to tolerate, power to adjust, power to withdraw, power to pack. We need this in the golden age. Do we need it? We don't need, they don't go with us. We use only here at the confluences. These are Brahmin powers. These are of new birth powers that we are living in this world, to live in this world and enjoy your life with these powers. With virtues, we can easily live with each other. Exchange of virtues, exchange with good manners, exchange with good consciousness. But godly power we experience now, as well as that becomes so natural in us, inherent personality of peace, of love, of happiness. But knowledge, we don't take it, because it's not needed. There is light in every aspect. So God is my world, and in world whatever relations are, we can experience at this time only by being soul conscious, because soul experiences, body does not experience. And moment I become body conscious or egocentric, I block myself. It becomes a big wall in between Baba and me. Instead of being in light, I bring in the darkness, myself into darkness. Instead of having deep happiness, I feel hopeless in myself. So relationship is always supporting. So mother, father, friend, teacher, beloved, guide, gardener, Baba comes with different relationships. He says, I am, sometime he comes as a fortune teller, sometime comes as a doctor, other time he comes as a sailor, ship. So the chief captain of the ship, sometime comes as businessman, law, innocent business. We give him rubbish and he gives us jewels. We go with sulk face, and he shines our face and makes us happy. He's our, in different relationship, he has opened a beauty parlor. Just go in front of him and he can make you shine. My doctor, if I have any kind of pain inside, doctor, physical doctor can remove my, change my pain, but cannot remove my suffering. But Baba can remove my pain and suffering both, inner pain and suffering. Doctor cannot remove inner pain. Physical pain, they can give painkiller. But God removes the suffering that is gone in our deep samskaras. He says, be happy. This is the samskaras with purity we take. One time in Madhuban, in Baba's room, one group was sitting, about 8 or 10 Baba's children were there, and I just peeped in, draw the curtain and looking, who is there? At that time family was very small, not necessary to meet in the hall, but just in Baba's room. Baba said, come child, come. I was hesitating, because the room is full, now 3 times bigger room. And with Baba's time it was from one door to another door, that much room. And Baba's bed is there, Baba's mattress, and in between this 8 or 10 people sitting. Come child, come. I was hesitating, where should I sit? This is full. Baba understood my feeling. Child, come and sit here. Baba pointed to his bed. that this is the space where you sit. And I thought, Baba is sitting on the mattress, how can I sit on this? Child, sit there. Then I thought immediately, yeah, sometimes parents sit on the floor, child sits on a sofa. I am Baba's child, not big child, small child. I sit here. But still I am conscious that I am not a small baby. So I stood, sit just at the corner of Baba's bed. So while nice chit-chat was taking place, they were asking questions, Baba was replying. So somebody asked, Baba, when destruction will take place, all souls will go back home. And in the soul world, we go only when all have come to this level of purity, so then souls can go back. So other souls also, through punishment, through realization, through repentance, they also became clean. So they go to the soul world. Why can't they go to the golden age? Baba, they should also experience golden age. Paradise. Baba looked at me and said, child will answer, my daughter will answer the question. I said, Baba, they have asked you. You answer. And with great love, Baba says, Bachchi, child, means Bachchi. Baba says, my daughter will give the answer to the questions. So in one way was a blessing, that he gives the power to answer. But how shall I speak in front of Baba? But because he said, Baba says, my daughter wants to, will give reply. That day it was washing day, laundry. We didn't have machines at that time, washing machines, but a big tub, hot water, boiling soap in it, and then putting in soap clothes in it, and after some time then against a stone hitting it, big thick clothes, bedding clothes, etc. I said, Baba, today was the washing day, laundry, in that curtain, sheets, bed sheets, bed covers, all were washed. But their quality did not change, because they were different material. Material remained the same. Quality did not change. This thin cup cloth didn't become thick or strong. So Baba said, yes, it's okay, they become clean, pure, but which sanskara is missing in them, they don't go into the golden age. So Baba himself then said that if you see in other religions, either is fear at the end, or there is sanskaras, purity is not inculcated in them. That also, okay, God enables them and they are able to make themselves free. But they go with repentance, they go with pain, and last sanskar leads to the destination. And later on we can understand, when we think of Christianity, first comes in the mind cross, death, pain inside. If it is the same thing, some religion believe in punishment and then you are free. Some religion do not practice purity. Buddha religion, we want nirvana, we don't want to come in this world of suffering, happiness are. Sannyasi say happiness is the droppings of the crow. There is a hatred, there is a rejection. They don't think of happiness can be achieved on this planet. But Sri Krishna, the golden age, dance, singing, harmony, happiness, flute, joy, celebration. So golden age is not only just purity, the sanskaras of happiness. And happiness comes by knowing the, experiencing the truth, believing the truth, living truth. Just God is Sat Chit Anand. He is ever true. God is truth, living truth, and blissful. So when you recognize your truth of life, and you recognize from the golden age until iron age how gradually you lose down, your qualities are becoming less and less, and power is becoming less, actions are changing. Once again you perform elevated action and you get the reward. Others do not have time to make effort anymore and do not give importance to purity and not have the sanskaras of happiness. Golden age means purity, peace and happiness. People, some think pure peace, sannyasis think purity, but Brahmin think purity, peace and happiness. When our relationship, the final thing, when our relationship with us as a soul is with values, with each other, with the self as well. I don't deceive myself, I am honest, but at the same time I am powerful to transform myself. I am helping myself. God helps those who help themselves. We Brahmins then have purity, the main prime power. We are souls and soul conscious in the soul world. My home is land of peace. So I take these sanskaras with me in the golden age as well. And now happiness or intoxication. Who do I belong to? What I achieve? What, how I am double non-violent and I am victorious. I am God's helper. So this different relationship with God give us happiness, confidence, courage, self-respect. And this is what is the secret of relationship with the self. Then we have a relationship with others also, then no disturbance, harmony with each other. So my relationship with God is good because I can enjoy Baba's conversation with Baba. I can enjoy that deep understanding of myself and Baba. Time is telling me I should stop. Om Shanti.